Overtime with Joe Parker provides a comprehensive look into high school sports in North Atlanta. Tune in each week for prep sports headlines and in-depth discussions with local players and coaches.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Overtime with Joe Parker. We are now in August, so that means the 2019-2020 season is just around the corner. And with that, the first sport to really get it going is softball, and that's the focus of our show today. Today, talking with Alpharetta softball. And I'm joined today by Coach Francis. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And as well as outfielder Avery Camera.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
And Paige Tucci as well.
Thank you for having us.
And finally, KK Farrar.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. And Coach, just starting out, you know, obviously we're still at that preseason point, but, you know, as we get into those full practices around the corner, you know, how would you say things are shaping up right now for Alpharetta?
So, obviously, I think it's good for us. We've got a lot of girls that are currently playing travel ball and play on summer teams. So, over the summer, sometimes it's hard for us to get together and work on some things. But some of the girls that aren't playing get a chance to come over the summer. Coaches are allowed to work with four athletes at one time. So, we've had some girls come down to the field into our hitting cage, get some extra swings in, get some extra throws in, just a chance to get them some, you know, just some extra reps that they might not get if they're not playing on a travel team. You know, we return about 90% of our starters from last year heading into next season. So we're kind of in that point where we're just ready to get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you talk about bringing back so many players. I mean, does that, you know, I guess is that kind of a boon in the off season? You're not essentially starting from scratch with a lot of, you know, new players coming up or players maybe with some less experience.
I think it's going to help as we move forward into August because the girls already know the coaching staff. Coaching staff has been together for 3 years now. I think they're comfortable with our coaches. We teach the same fundamentals, the same skill sets. So hopefully it'll give us a little edge as we're going into the season. Most of the girls are already going to have an idea of our goal set that we have in mind for the season and kind of just what we're going to be focusing on as we head, you know, deeper into the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously you have three of those players here today. Can you go kind of around the table and tell us what each of these players brings to Alpharetta?
Sure. Would you like me to be honest?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So to my right, I have Paige Tucci. She's going to be a rising junior next year. Paige will help us out a lot on the mound this year, and she also plays first base. She's got a really nice bat. She's had experience last year doing a little bit of both. So she's going to be back mainly playing first base for us, probably on the mound a little bit. And she should, you know, see plenty of time on the field. And then next, we've got Avery Camera. And actually, all these girls I have with me are all rising juniors. So you can see we have a little bit of, you know, leadership coming back. All these girls had an integral part last year on the team and in the lineup. Avery is our right fielder. She usually hits somewhere in the two spots. So her job is to get on base, move girls over, and produce runs, and she really does a good job with that, and she's really good defensively in the outfield as well. And then next we've got KK Farrar. She is a natural third baseman, but we have since moved her to shortstop since that's one of our biggest needs. She played shortstop mainly for us last year, a little bit at third, but she hits right in the middle of our lineup, big power bat for us. She is a very integral part to our defense, plays actually really well at short, and excited to have all these girls back for next year.
Yeah, very good. KK, I'll start with you. How has that transition been?
It was strange. I've been playing third for as long as I can remember, and being moved over, I had to learn, you know, the different coverages you have, because when I was playing third, it was really shortstop did everything in the, you know, covering third or covering second. But now I've had to learn that I'm now that person who has to cover, and I don't get to rely on other people to make those plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Avery, for you, I you know, Coach Francis talked about this, but I looked up you know, the stats that were available that I could see from last season. And looks like you definitely excelled in that number two spot, you know. And are you looking forward to this season to be able to, you know, continue that?
Definitely. Last season I kind of was in a slump for a portion of it, so I'm excited to get back out there and try to improve my stats a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, Paige, for you, how would you say, you know, that the outfield is shaping up from your perspective?
I think we're going to have a pretty solid outfield. I mean, obviously we have Avery and Wright, and then we have Madison Richards in center field, and she's a really good outfielder. And then I don't know who you're planning to put in left field, but I'm sure they'll be fast and they'll be good at their position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, we kind of touched on this. Basically, we're just starting the 2019-2020 season, and, you know, softball gets immediately into it. You know, does that kind of present some challenges where it's, you know, it's first day of school and, hey, practices are already underway and we're getting into the thick of it?
Well, luckily, GHSA implemented for softball that we were able to have tryouts in the springtime. So luckily, we don't have to waste the first week of the season to do tryouts, which is very beneficial for us because softball is such a short season. We play August, September, and then playoffs start in October. So we're going to have about a full week before school starts to get a little practice in. And then the actual first official day of school, we have a scrimmage and we head to Blessed Trinity. So you're right, it is hit the ground running. And then right after that, we start our regular season schedule. So it's very quick, unlike baseball, where you've got 2 months of practices. It's still cold outside. You can't get on the field. Here, you're just it's hot and it's go time. So, and it's good because a lot of those girls, like I said, are coming from a lot of travel ball experience over the summer. So they're kind of ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that, you know, do you feel that that for you from your guys' perspective, that does that travel ball kind of help you, you know, make that quick transition back once we get into the GHSA season?
For the most part, I guess, like, coming off of travel, you really only have a week of, like, break before tryouts come up again for travel and then high school hits. So, basically, travel's kind of quiet until high school season is over for everyone. So, it's just kind of weird. I mean, it's just a lot of softball every day.
Mm-hmm. Once the school year starts, it's mostly just about getting back on the routine of going to school, doing your work, and then going to softball. It takes a little bit to get used to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For me, travel ball's all year except for the 2 months and 2.5 months of high school ball. So it's the transition comes from more like high school ball is every single day you're doing something, where travel ball is you have practice only 2 times a week, and then you have your weekend tournament, depending on how long that lasts. So it's really just the pacing of everything is the difference in transition for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Coach, for you, you know, obviously each team is different from year to year. How would you kind of describe this team from, you know, again, we're not there really in those full practices yet, but, you know, how do you see this team shaping up?
Yeah, so like I said, we returned quite a bit of our starters from last year. So last year we made playoffs. We finished 5th in the region, but we were able in our region tournament to place 4th, which the top 4 teams make playoffs, which was awesome. And we return our 2 pitchers, and we return our top 5 hitters in our lineup. Our catcher graduated, but we have a rising junior, Holly Sanders, who I feel will fill that spot very nicely. And as Paige said earlier, we kind of have a left fielder vacancy right now that we're going to take the first couple weeks of practice and just kind of give some people some opportunities and see who's going to step up and step out and fill that spot. But other than that, I feel if we compare this year to last year, it should be very similar, hopefully, if not better, in success, as long as we continue to, you know, to just grind every day and work hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you kind of mentioned things from the mound. Paige, will you be in a relief role or starting? Is that still up to
I guess to it's still up to left? Coach Francis. our other pitcher Alexis, oh my gosh, she's really good. I mean, she can start. She deserves it.
Yeah, so with that, do you think, you know, pitching will definitely be a strong suit for you guys this season?
I think so, yeah. Alexis is really strong on the mound, so, and I'm pretty good sometimes, so.
Yeah. And Coach, you talked about that, you know, making the playoffs last season, obviously no easy task. I think I talk about it with every Region 7 6A player or coach that comes in here in every sport. It's such a gauntlet in 7 6A. You know, how was that, you know, getting back into that playoffs and earning what is a, you know, very tough number four spot last year?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually ready for them to change the regions up again because, as you said, and it goes for all sports across the board, not just for softball, but, you know, battling with the likes of Pope and Cambridge and Dunwoody, and we always play Chattahoochee close every year. Johns Creek is a good squad. I mean, those are the teams that are usually at the top trying to battle for, you know, the four spots to make it to playoffs. So, you know, any game that you can scratch out during the regular season or during the region tournament, that's something new for our squad this year. We, as a region, voted to get rid of the region tournament. So now it's just the top four teams at the end of the regular season make playoffs. And sometimes that can be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. Last year we finished fifth in the regular season and we were able to sneak into fourth in the region tournament. And we did that also about 3 years ago. We did the same thing, finished fifth, and then we were able to get in fourth in the region tournament. So, but this region is tough. I have nothing but respect for all the coaches in our region. And, you know, we learn things from each other and we actually work well as a region together. But when we're on the softball field, it's all about business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was news to me with the, I guess, deletion of the region tournament. You said that was voted on. Is that voted on by the coaches or the ADs? How did that process work?
I believe that they left it up to the coaches to decide what was best for the region. And the coaches, we got together in the spring and we just talked about what we thought was best for the athletes and what was best for our programs. And we just decided to alleviate some headaches and just decided to get rid of the region tournament and just focus on the top four teams at the end of the regular season would make it into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, definitely should make the race even more exciting going down the stretch.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, we've mentioned last season, KK, I want to start with you. Were there any games or kind of things that stick out for you about last season with Alpharetta?
Last season, every single game we played, no matter who it was against, no matter the other team's scores, stats, we always took the same mindset into the game. And it was always, you know, win first and then have fun later kind of thing. And yeah.
Yeah. And for you, Avery, any particular moment that stuck out for you last season?
Well, this is going to be my third year. So in the past 2 years, I've just noticed that it's always with Chattahoochee, it's always battling neck and neck for the spot that we want. And I just think it's those games that really show like who we are as a team, and it draws us closer because we have to put a lot into the games every time because we have to try to get our four spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for you, Avery? Any particular standout moments from last year?
Well, last year I was a swing player, so I played both JV and varsity, and our JV team, we definitely gave Pope a run for their money. I think we tied them in the finals, but I think that's a good sign that this year they might have to worry about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Avery, stick with you. You know, do you have any particular goals, either, you know, individually or as a team, that you want to accomplish this season?
I think, well, as a team, our dynamic has gotten a lot better as we've all kind of gone through the seasons. So I'm just hoping that we'll stick with that. Personally, I don't really have any goals yet, but I don't know. I'm sure it'll change by the time the season ends.
Yeah. You, Avery?
Yeah, I'd like to just focus on my hitting this year, I think, and try to get on base more, increase my on-base percentage.
Mm-hmm. My goals for the season are probably just filling in wherever I can to make the team better and help them out where we need help, whether that's in the lineup or in the outfield or infield. So that's what I'm striving for this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Coach, I know Alpharetta has a new athletic director in Dustin Rinsby's. You know, how has that been for you and I guess Alpharetta softball in that his transition?
Yeah, no, he's been very helpful. I've had a chance to sit down with him a couple of times He comes with a baseball background, which is very helpful to the softball program. And he just kind of said, hey, whatever you need, coach, just let me know. So we've actually been talking quite a bit about just a couple of things that we can do to improve our facilities. And, one of the biggest things that you see in MLB is the safety of the fans and putting up some netting. We're working on possibly getting some netting for our dugouts and possibly extending the netting a little farther down the foul lines to and just kind of keep things in play and keep people safe. But he's been so far so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And, how would you kind of, from an overall sense, say the, state of softball is in this area? I know we talked about this region that's just, it's so good. How would you say, overall in Georgia and North Fulton, kind of the overall state of softball?
You can see some of the schools in our area, Milton, Cambridge, even now with the new opening of Denmark up and coming. I mean, these schools are, producing quality athletes, and softball is definitely big, especially since a couple of years ago, students and athletes have been redistributed to different schools based on where they live. Unfortunately, Alpharetta has not been very kind with that. Our numbers are a little down this year, but that's not going to stop us from, competing on the field the best that we can. But this area here, just North Fulton in itself, just any team you put on your schedule is always going to be a challenge, which is actually really good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of the schedule, I'll start with UKK. Are there any games that kind of stick out on that schedule? I know, the Chattahoochee games were mentioned. Is that one of those that stick out, or is there any other opponent you're kind of looking forward to getting out there against?
Personally, I always love playing Pope because they're such a powerhouse in our region, and I do know somebody on that team, so it's always fun to rival with her. But overall, it's so much fun because when we play them, they beat teams in run rule, but we always like to take them a little bit further. So we're always on there, competing with them, and that's always fun to show them that, they're not everything. But they're not just, top dog. There's people that can compete in the region with them. So it's always good to play them,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for you, Avery, any particular opponent stick out? And
yeah, Cambridge is always a fun game. It's usually a pretty close game. So I'm looking forward to playing them this year and seeing how they're doing after they lost some seniors last year.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking forward to playing Denmark just because we've never played Denmark. They've kind of just recently entered our region, and so it's kind of interesting to see what the new competition is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and are you guys playing them at home, or is that at Denmark, or is it
It's both. Both.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. As we get into those first practices, Coach, is there any particular focus that you guys are going to have to kind of ensure that you're good to go game one?
Usually the first practice or two, we just like to start with fundamentals and make sure the girls understand kind of what, as a coaching staff, we're teaching defensively and offensively and our approaches. But then as we go in there, we'll start getting into our plays that we run offensively and defensively, which should be pretty smooth transition with the, our returners. And we're going to use the same system that we've used in the past. So hopefully we should be able to focus more on some team building activities and just kind of get us to be in a family, because we're going to be, we only have about 13 girls on our roster. So we're going to be a nice close family this year. It'll give us a little chance to work a little more with some of the girls in their positions and get each of them ready for, their perspective. We're going to get them ready for the position.
Yeah, good deal. And Paige, Coach talked about, having that kind of family atmosphere and having, 13 players on the roster. Are you kind of feeling that the team, starting to gel at this point?
A little bit. I definitely think once we get into practices and games and we're with each other every day, it'll get a lot easier to kind of gel with each other. But, we all pretty much know each other at this point. There's a few new people, but it's not hard to, make them a part of our family. So I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. it was mentioned earlier, obviously, you know, all three of you are coming back. You know, do you, are you, I guess, a little bit more confident with and familiar with Alpharetta now that you have that extra year under your belt heading into this year?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the good things about not having as many new players is that everyone's already kind of connected and we all know how each other work. So it's a lot easier to accept a new person and to kind of fit her in where she should go. So I think we'll be pretty set, mm-hmm. community-wise.
Yeah, you, KK?
Yeah, as they both said, we've almost know everybody on our next year roster, and so you kind of have to skip that getting to know each other part, so there's more time for, you know, working on our craft and getting ready for the season.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Good. Now, for a kind of off-the-wall question, but in my experience, which admittedly is, you know, limited, obviously, or non-existent from a playing perspective, but softball players, in my experience, are perhaps the most superstitious group that I've come across. So, want to go around. Do you, any of you guys have any particular superstitions, game time, pregame?
Personally, I don't have any, so I'm a little bit of an outlier, but a lot of my teammates do yell at me when I step on the chalk before the game starts.
Yeah, I don't even consider that a superstition anymore. It's just like the law of softball, you don't step on the line.
I tend to break that quite often.
Yeah, I'm not like the one of those crazy people that's like, I'm not going to wash my pants or my socks because it's like they're important. But I definitely, don't step on the line. I try to be like the person that's like, don't cross the bats, it's bad luck, but it always happens somehow. I always have my little routine before I get in the batter's box, so I kind of always stick with that, and that's where I keep my superstition for the most part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Coach, any superstitions from you?
I mean, for the most part, I just kind of go back to my playing days. Same thing, you know, you don't step on the chalk, you don't cross over the pitcher's mound. Another thing is when we're in the dugout and the girls cross their bats, it's like, whoa, what's going on? Straighten them. As a coach, I mean, honestly, just on game days, when I make the lineup, I just try to stay in the zone and mm-hmm. try to figure out what's best for the team. Usually I'll put in headphones or something when I'm making the lineup just so I can, just stay focused on, you know, what I think is going to be best for our team for that day.
Mm-hmm. And Coach, I know you're also, with the baseball team as well, is there some time in the season where you're kind of not on the field?
I also announced the boys and girls varsity basketball game, so that's in the winter. My wife would probably like to have me home a little more, I do baseball in the spring and softball in the fall, and I also work visitor security at the football games in the fall when we don't have softball games. So I just like to stay connected with Alpharetta, and this will be my 13th year at Alpharetta, so it's just nice to just kind of hang around and just cheer on other teams or watch other sports and just stay involved.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, I asked earlier, you know, Coach Francis to kind of, you know, outline each of you as far as what you brought to Alpharetta. How would you guys describe Coach Francis?
Not everybody at one time, please.
He's definitely the more relaxed, more friendly, more kind of not like older brother, but more like bonded, I think, mm-hmm. of the two coaches. And Coach Mike is more serious, game plan. Everything has to be important to the game, yeah. But Coach Francis is more like, you can tell him everything, maybe stuff he doesn't want to know.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Coach Mike is he's the kind of guy that's like off the field. He's really nice. He'll like joke around with you, but when you're on the field, it's like, it's game time. Coach Francis, he's like, oh, it's okay. Coach Francis, he's just fun to be around. I really like Coach Francis is chill, and I just like, I like, you know, he's just a chill guy.
I'm writing that down just for future references.
I think he does a great job of balancing the line between coach and friend, and something I respect of him, and really glad to get the season started with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, along those lines, we're definitely excited to see you guys out there this year. And I want to thank you all for joining me today on Overtime. Again, thanks for coming out and previewing the upcoming Raiders season for us.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Overtime with Joe Parker. As always, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Joe Parker GA and follow the show at OT with Joe Parker. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Overtime with Joe Parker. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show and follow all of Appen Media's sports coverage at northfulton.com.